It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. You know so well, producers, that farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. Which is why more and more farmers entrust their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the United States, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. soybean and corn growers at their plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show this week at Boone. Tomorrow through Thursday, you'll see Brandt grain carts in the combine demos each day at 11, and plan to stop by the Brandt lot. It's an easy number to remember, lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time, and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the country. You want to be number one, producers? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. That smoke from the wildfires in the Northwest will continue to spread across the country this week. Some places it'll ruin the air quality. And air quality alerts are in effect in many areas. Locally reduced visibilities and very hazy conditions have been occurring, especially downwind of any major wildfire. There will be fire threat in the plains today. Oh, some of you have enjoyed and posted pictures in the social media of absolutely beautiful sunsets as the sun's rays have been filtered by that smoke from a distant fire, and as your photos maybe have been filtered some on your mobile device. From This Week in Agribusiness, nice, very nice for the end of summer temperatures are expected this week for the Farm Progress Show at Boone, Iowa. The forecast high tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service, will be 82. Wednesday, it might not even make 80 at Boone. Might not even get to 75 under sunny skies. The final day of the show, Thursday, they have forecast a high of 79, and it'll be sunny. Oh, and speaking of sunny, Sonny Perdue is due at the Farm Progress Show this week. He'll appear on stage with us at the Farm Progress Show on Wednesday. Now, if you're there, plan to join us. We'll be on stage between 12 and 1 at the hospitality tent at that show. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner signed his state's Industrial Hemp Act over the weekend. That occurred at the DuQuoin State Fair in the southern part of Illinois. The bill adds Illinois to a growing number of states that permit growth of cannabis cultivated for non-drug uses, such as paper and fabric making, biodegradable plastics, construction materials, and health food. Some people have fought for this for a long time. Rob Tibbetts was among four people to deliver an emotional eulogy at his daughter's funeral yesterday afternoon in the town of Brooklyn, Iowa. The school, packed in that gym, were 1,200 people, just a short walk from where Molly Tibbetts lived with her mother and two brothers. Her dad said, "Today we need to turn the page. We're at the end of a long ordeal, but we need to turn toward life, Molly's life, because Molly's nobody's victim. Molly's my hero," he said. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.